thing she is afraid to do in Amsterdam. She cannot enter a coffee shop. No way could she swim into the dark caverns of leafy decor where people nibble cakes and cookies, smoke and drink coffee. If she smoked a joint, she could forget herself, abandon control and reject the diamond in the carbon. As a writer, she has been rejected enough already. Too many times her courage has been thrown back into her face. If chances must be taken, they should be for great concepts, for big pots and leads that count. She cannot spend $40 on an Indonesian rice table meal. She paints starving Biafrans into a picture where they give a life for a grain of rice, a breath for a crust of fish. All the same, she eyes these sumptuous spreads of thick food where fat tourists guzzle, making sure they get their money's worth. There's a man across the bar in the hotel. He is about 70 in English. She cannot force herself to speak to this single male. No way. He could think she's propositioning him. He could think she wants more than he's prepared to give. He could think her whore. Better to sit alone and wish for courage, pray for the ability to stand up and say, "Hi, how are you? Are you enjoying Amsterdam?" But no, she is quadriplegic in this cell, this damned cell. She admits her cowardly stripe right down the centre of her back. Chicken, she just can't pass the mustard or cross the damn road.